Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes, each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Shermin, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with our other co-hosts, Krista and Wendy. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Shermin. This is Krista. Glad to be here with you today.
And this is Wendy. Hello, Shermin and Krista, and a warm welcome to all of our listeners out there.
We are delighted today to have Yvonne E.L. Silver as a guest on our show again today for the fourth time. Yvonne is an executive coach with a focus on evolving more joy and less stress in business, enabling business owners and entrepreneurs to flourish. As a seasoned business owner, past corporate VP, and experienced HR director, Yvonne understands the traits and abilities that support business success and growth and engaging people. Yvonne has extensive sales expertise from developing account plans for Fortune 500 companies through to enrolling groups of clients in her own business.
Her expertise includes fostering entrepreneurial awareness, using emotional intelligence, powerful language, agile leadership, and flourishing business strategies to support purposeful growth. Yvonne is now a certified executive coach, CHRP, EQI consultant, and Reiki practitioner, and she is leading her own business called Flourish with Yvonne Silver. Personally, Yvonne is happily married with four children, including a special needs son who is also a business owner. She gives back to her community in various ways with a passion for volunteering her time with Business Professional Women's Calgary Executive as a BPW Mentorship Chair for 2016.
We had Yvonne as a guest on our show several times before. If you missed any of these previous interviews, you can still listen to them by going to blogtalkradio.com/sky's the limit, where all our shows are archived. You just type in her name in the search bar and it'll come right up. So today, Yvonne is going to talk to us about using appreciative sales kinetics, in particular how to attract versus chase potential clients and how strong relationships can help you grow your business. So welcome back to our show, Yvonne. It's so nice having you back again.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
I think we were talking about this is the fourth time. Is that true?
Fourth time, yeah, and every time I chuckle because I listen to you talking about your beautiful weather in sunny places, and it's typically snowing here in Calgary, Alberta.
Oh gosh, well, we're sorry about that, but it's always great to have you. And so we'll get started with our questions, and so we'll start with Shermin.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we always have such a good time with you, Yvonne, and we learn so much from you. So first question, I see that you have rebranded your business since we last had you join us at the show. Can you share what your business Flourish with Yvonne Silver is all about?
Yes, and I think the last time I was on in the fall of last year, it was right after the rebranding. So even since then, it's refined a little further as well. It's basically about helping women, particularly women business entrepreneurs and owners, have more joy and less stress in their life through having a business that flourishes. And if we can put our focus, even in the initial build-up of the business, into really taking a careful look at what the purpose is that we're, why are we setting up this business? Why does this resonate for us? Why does it really speak to us at the heart level? Rather than just thinking about, you know, this is something that I'm good at and I can make money at, it's just such a huge different energy shift. So, you know, I cleared out a lot of mental, emotional junk in 2015 and created clarity through having a clear space to work. So now I'm helping a lot of women entrepreneurs that want to have a business, ideally that's, you know, three days a week perhaps, you know, less hours, but more results, and looking at how to expand that business through hiring the right staff as well. It's really fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And is that kind of the progression that you've been through as well, that you had some stress and you've gotten to this place of more joy in your business and working, you know, maybe 3 days a week and having a good time
mm-hmm.
the rest of the time?
Yes. It actually all started, my coach actually talked about a book called You Can Heal Your Life, Louise Hay, which I'm sure that you ladies are familiar with. And one of the things that that I looked up is when I first actually got diagnosed with diabetes. And one of the things in there that connected for me was diabetes showing up is all about not having enough joy in life. So I started putting more focus on not just how do I create more joy, which was my initial thinking, but then it shifted into, no, I'm already having a joyful life. I'm just going so fast and focusing so much on building my business for profit that I'm missing seeing those joyful moments. So I started capturing, you know, what is it that brings me joy, and putting a lot more focus on that. And then that did shift my business. It shifted the name and the branding from being The Shattered Ceiling, which is more about striving and breaking through, to Flourish, which is, it just has a whole different energy to it. And I'm really loving working with the branding, with the light bulb, which is reflective of my creativity, with the flowers, which is reflective of growth. And, it's just been a huge positive shift. And so now, having come through, you know, where I was burning out, basically, having come through burnout and come out the other side and reflected on what caused me to burn out, now I'm bringing that information and insight back to other business owners, and particularly
excellent.
Women.
Yeah, excellent. It seems like a lot of the time, kind of a women's disease, we try to do it all kind of thing. So, and I can relate, so I'm looking forward to, us talking a bit more about this. But I'll let Krista get the next question. Krista?
Yes, Yvonne. Many new business owners are not very comfortable in the beginning having sales conversations. How can they become more comfortable? Can you give us some examples?
Well, yes, I mean, I'm speaking to this very much from a business perspective with the services of coaching, which are intangible, so they're often a lot harder to explain to people than here's a widget, here's a product. So my best advice is actually don't sell. It's to show value instead, because there are really two parts to securing a fee-paying coaching assignment. If it's an organization that's funding it, then first they have to see the value in the results for the fee that you're proposing. And then secondly, the person that's been identified to receive the coaching or to have a chance to have paid development, they need to see the value, because it's an investment of their time, and they need to be excited about the prospect of enhancing their skills or potential development. So what I suggest, and this is partly connected also to some of the newer trends in sales, is basically don't sell. That's what I'm saying. It's about speaking passionately about what you do, being really clear on what the possible transformation is that your potential client could experience by working with you, and then relating it back to how you can be the expert in this particular field because of the experiences that you've had personally and what you've learned from it. So they know that, you know, you might not be a multi-million dollar business coach. However, because of that, you're a little bit closer to what they're experiencing. You're maybe two or three steps further out than they are, and you can really connect with them and bring them the wisdom that will help them to the next step. It's not such a big jump than it might be to be working with, Marshall Goldsmith, for example. So I say don't sell. I say show value. Talk passionately about what you're doing. These are smart people. They don't need to be hit over the head with a lot of sleazy sales techniques. They just need to understand the value.
That's very good advice. Definitely. Don't sell. Just show them the value and some of your own experience. Put mm-hmm. yourself out there as a role model, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
That's very helpful. Thank you, Yvonne.
Mm-hmm. And I learned in my very first coach training assignment, actually, that it really doesn't matter who's paying the bill if the coachee or prospective coachee is not ready to do the work. It doesn't matter because they just won't engage with you.
That's true. Yes, that's been certainly our experience as well. Wendy,
I love that approach. Yeah, the whole approach of no selling, just give value. I love that. So speaking about that, so what are some of the best ways that you have personally found that work the best in order to gain clients besides?
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely with when we think about, particularly coaches coming out from their coaching school, they've got the technical expertise now to know how to do coaching, but it's not that often that they also have the business savvy built up yet to be able to attract new clients. So mm-hmm. definitely, the easiest or the lowest hanging fruit, the easiest route is to go back to those who already know, like, and trust you and have worked with you in your previous capacity. So for me, I was working in the HR realm at the leadership level. So I had a lot of connections and contacts that were managers already who were either ready for coaching themselves and the funding was there, or they had people on their team. So that made it easier. The other thing is thinking about larger groups. So for me, my audience back then was the HR world. So I thought about when I had been volunteering and made a connection with a gentleman when I was a team leader for an awards committee, and the person that took over my role actually went on to then be the association president for the local HR association. So it was a really easy call to make to pick up the phone and say, hey, Wayne, can we go for lunch? I have this idea for a program for group coaching interspersed with wisdom and learning in a group session that I think you'd be interested in. And he loved the idea so much that he then shared that through his organization. So that was 4,500 people that got to hear about the program. It was sort of endorsed by the fact that the association was advertising it, and it made a huge difference. I mean, I had 30 clients within my first 3 months of coaching, which is pretty, and now I'm finding out that's pretty rare. I mean, I thought it was good at the time, but I understand it's better than good.
Yeah, it is really good. For sure. So you're saying just go back to the people that already know, like, and trust you, and then just work from there and have them just talk about you to people, maybe give you some testimonials that you can display in places so that other people who don't know you can read those and say, oh, she's she's pretty good, kind of thing.
Yeah, if you have one person, such as my colleague Wayne, so one person, because he was in an influential role, he was able to endorse the value of the program through mm-hmm. to 4,500 other people, and that gave it extra credibility as well. So while mm-hmm. you're building up your own credibility and sharing your own message and getting that really refined on who your market is and what value you're offering, go to the people that have that influential platform already, the people that know you and know of you, they've worked with you in the past, they can speak to your credibility, and that would be a great starting point, or at least it was for me.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So what if you're involved in if you're in coaching and the people that you already know don't really understand coaching as a business, but they do know, like, and trust you, is there a way that you can help them understand about just the whole coaching industry and just so they can be more familiar with it?
Absolutely. I mean, as I said, I'm a big proponent of not selling, because I've been to events where you get cornered by someone and they're like a fire hose, you know, telling you, telling all about the business. And I didn't even, all I said was, hi, how are you? What brought you to this event? And I get fire hosed mm-hmm. with information. So I always say, wait until the opportunity arises naturally and then introduce the topic. So if it's a friend of yours that says, so-and-so does coaching, tell me a little bit about what you do in coaching, that's your opportunity to say, you know, it's really interesting. Obviously, I can't share details of confidential conversations, but I've just had this week or last month a fabulous experience where one of my clients was able to shift from X to Y. Or Y to mm-hmm. A to B, and just talk mm-hmm. about the transformational shift, because that's what people are buying in coaching. It's something
right,
that
yeah.
they can't do by themselves, and they need support, they need ideas, they need someone to encourage them, or maybe it's some new techniques or wisdom or connections. And
mm-hmm.
so I don't introduce something, or if I introduce it, I just say one line. So someone will say, what do you do? Well, I support women to have more harmony in their life and have a flourishing business. Oh, that sounds really interesting. Tell me a little bit more. Okay, so I tell them a little bit more, but I don't
mm-hmm.
fire hose them with, a 10-minute blurb of what I do unless they ask. It's engagement. It's a two-way conversation. It's not a sales pitch, which is old terminology
mm-hmm.
and old language now.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Oh, love that. Yeah. I've been writing all this feverishly down.
Well, you can listen to the recording again.
All right. Oh, that's true. All right. Sharmini, you have another question?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, because you mentioned the older approach. What trends are you observing that showcase the older approach versus the new improved conversation?
Mm-hmm. Well, when I look at traditional sales training, whether it's Dale Carnegie or training that's been around for quite a while, while there definitely are some common themes, because we're still people, how we get our information has changed, and so we need to be a little bit more conscious about people's psychology, where they do their reading, how they spend their time, how quickly can they absorb information, how quickly do they shift gears. So part of it is about how we do our advertising so that people are seeing the value first, because they're bombarded with information and opportunities to hear different people in different ways. So showing value first so people want to dig a little bit further and they want to then follow and listen to the next radio show. The other thing is listening for old language, things like objections and even prospects. I think that that's old terminology now. I don't deal with objections because I don't get them, because I don't put myself in a position where I'm selling something. I'm making an offer, an invitation. If you want to join me, great, come on. This is the direction I'm going. You want to come along for the ride? Great. There's nothing to object to.
No,
I know, it's a different approach.
Yeah, what you get is questions, just questions and interest, or otherwise the person just kind of drops off.
Yeah, I mean, the most powerful piece of the conversation is he who or she who asks the questions.
Yeah.
It's much more powerful to ask a question than it is to tell somebody anything. You can showcase your wisdom in what you ask in the question and how you ask it, but you want to learn about them. It's not about you.
I was just going to say that. To me, it's the focus on them versus the focus on what you are selling. That seems to be the big thing here. Which is that's why you're doing what you're doing anyway, because you want to provide value and help somebody else to accomplish what it is that they want to accomplish. That's the whole idea.
Right.
So, it seems so
I used to sit on New Year's Day and I would plan out my whole year, what I was going to achieve and clear monetary targets and what that meant I was going to do that month and that quarter and that week. And I would end up stressing myself out because so much of what my expectations were wrapped around other people doing stuff. And I couldn't control that. Really, I couldn't. And I thought, for some strange reason, I thought I could. So when I let go of that and shifted my thinking to possibility, an energy of possibility versus control, it was huge how differently people respond to what I'm doing. Huge.
I like that. I like that a lot. Krista?
Yeah, so Yvonne, with this new approach now, with this shift in your thinking, how has that impacted your own business model evolving?
Well, basically what it's ended up happening is, even in the last 6 weeks, if I could talk for a moment about my son, he's a special needs child and he has developmental delays, but he loves to do art. And he saw an advert on TV for Operation Smile, came running into me and said, Mom, I want a credit card. Oh, what for? I want to buy a kid a smile. Operation Smile is the group that does the cleft palate surgery in third world countries to help kids that are ostracized to have a chance at life by having them get surgery. And I thought that was touching enough, but when we couldn't get him a credit card through multiple applications, he ended up deciding he was going to sell his art. And watching what's happened with his business, I mean, I've had people show up offering to manage his website, to do his PayPal connections, to print posters or limited edition prints of his artwork. I mean, people have just been coming out of the woodwork left, right, and center to help him. And I'm thinking, okay, well, what's different in his business than perhaps some typical businesses, and realizing that he's coming from a place of very clear purpose and he's coming from a place of open-hearted love and service. So when I shifted my business model around, I'm now wanting to work with with more people that are much more oriented towards a social enterprise model. So instead of putting the objective only at the center, looking at what is the greater purpose and how many people can we touch with this, and what's the actual reason that you're in business, which is a bigger reason than just you making money, because that's what other people connect with. They want to know what you stand for, what you want to take a stand for, the reason that you are doing what you're doing. And if they understand that, again, it's another way to really connect your audience with the work that you're doing. And it's a really cool approach. It's since been validated by a couple of other books and well-known writers. But when I think about Viktor Frankl with Man's Search for Meaning, he talked about it in his writings, and he had a lot of time to think about it in a concentration camp for years and years, that one of the key things to having more meaning in your life is to have a purpose greater than yourself. So that's what I'm encouraging in the business building. Put the purpose at the center and then build out from there what you're offering and how you're doing it.
That's a beautiful approach, and it was a great example with your son coming from the heart and sharing your love, which is a much, much better focus than on the monetary rewards. And this is how you can touch many, many more people. That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing this, Yvonne.
And I'm sure that because we talked, you know, a couple of years ago initially when I was working under the banner of the Shattered Ceiling, I'm sure you can hear and feel a shift in the difference in how I'm doing the business too now from when we first connected.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yes, definitely. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Yvonne, before we run out of time, we're almost out of time, can't believe it. Would you be able to share with us any programs you've got coming up or how you work with your clients or anybody who would like to get in touch with you?
Mm-hmm. So there's a couple of things I just wanted to make sure that I touched on. One was this concept of appreciative sales kinetics, which mm-hmm. is where I'm instead of going into a conversation with, you know, what's your biggest challenge or, you know, what is it that you can't achieve right now or, you know, what's your biggest problem, I like to go in with an energy of curiosity and start with what's working really well in your business right now. And how could it be even better, which is a much different approach mm. than looking for pain all the time. And mm-hmm. it just starts the conversation with a really positive energy.
That's
so true. This is a key part of what I'm working on now. So as part of this evolution, I had in a meditation, I had an idea pop up one morning, and it was for developing a habit to doing writing every day. So I thought, well, what can I do for 21 days to foster this habit of writing daily? And I came up with 21 topics, which I'm calling spring business boosters, and they're ideas on how to get your business growing. So I put that on my website that even on the right on the homepage, there's a green button that says 21-Day Spring Business Booster Series, which is it's a free series. It's some of the greatest things that I've learned along the way that have helped me grow my business that people can sign up for. And cool. then I'm also just newly offering a business booster mastermind program. So this is for those that want to have some one-on-one coaching, but at a very economical price. So it's a program that I've evolved that includes 30 minutes of one-on-one coaching with me every month, and then on the other 2 weeks in between to have a small group collaborative brainstorming session. So every 2 weeks, participants have a chance to talk about their ideas, get some brainstorming, get some one-on-one coaching, and then it's also wrapped around 12 e-modules of content that I've developed in my business, which is about visualizing, monetizing, and then optimizing the business. So it's a three-step process. So there's more information about that on my website as well. And I put on the homepage, I did a little webinar recently that talks mm-hmm. about some of these concepts in the Spring Booster series and the appreciative sales kinetics and why I'm doing my business the way I'm doing it now, and then an invitation at the end for people that are interested to learn more about the Booster Mastermind program. So that's
that
my newest,
wow.
newest information. Yeah.
Yeah. What is the link for that one more time?
The website is www.we-flourish.org. Mm-hmm.
All right.
There's a pink button that talks about the webinar, learning to attract more clients, add and engage staff, and ultimately, if you can do those two things, then you can have more revenue flowing into your business and have more time off.
Of course.
So it's how to do that, and then the invitation is at the end. If you're intrigued and want to sign up for this program, that there's an opportunity to do that. It's a six-month-long program, although I have divided up the most economical payment piece is divided up over 12 months because I know that there's significant value that will be a ripple effect of being in this program for the first six anyway.
Excellent. Wow.
And it's on Zoom, so it doesn't matter where you are, as long as you
yeah.
speak English and have internet access.
Thank you so much for being
awesome.
A guest on our show again today. I mean, we really enjoyed our time together. As always, you shared so much good information with us. It was fantastic, really. And we look forward to continuing our conversation again another time. Unfortunately, we are running out of time. Thank you
mm-hmm.
so much.
You're welcome.
And thank you, our audience, for tuning in again today to Sky's the Limit Radio. We appreciate you for listening and following us and hope you enjoyed our show today as much as we have. As always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/ Sky's the Limit Radio. Please feel free to share your thoughts, comments, and feedback on our Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you. Or you can visit us at our website at skysthelimitradio.com to stay up to date on all the good stuff we have coming up for you. To listen to recordings of past shows you may have missed, go to blogtalkradio.com/ You never know, you may discover that one episode that could make a difference in your life. Until next time, everyone, and remember, the sky's the limit to what you can do. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Yvonne.
Thanks, Yvonne.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Shemin, Wendy, Crystal.
Goodbye.
Hello.